Yeah, baby, we got a twirl, we got a twerk,
Kristen,
we got a wobble.
His boys and everything. I mean, it was something to see. It's a sight
look at
to
it.
See.
Yeah.
One man dancer, Dominique done blocked me on Twitter. What's going on, Dominique blocked me. Dominique, come on, baby. Come on.
I'm gonna unblock you, but it was just a bit much, Chris.
I'm sorry, man.
Now, it was just a bit much. I mean,
I'm
you
sorry.
Know.
Do you think
but
we...
it was okay, you know, it was good for the new year.
Did we do anything to have our man cards revoked? There, Dominique, you didn't see anything that was out of the norm.
I don't know if it was that bad, but you do have to just close, but a little cardio for your New Year's resolution. That wouldn't hurt.
That's right.
A little winded. You got a little winded that time, but it's okay.
Yeah. We need to do a DVD, CP.
Man dance workout.
Yeah. That'd
man dance
chain.
Workout.
Oh, man.
That's, how long Ooh. Is that going to last? About 2 to 3 minutes.
I'm alluding to something. We need something to kind of build up our self-esteem a little bit because I've been seeing all this stuff, Dominique, about men complaining, men with male menopause and headaches stopping them from having sex. And well, at least thank goodness we got Man Dance Friday, though, Dominique.
I mean, that's a good thing, but this is a crazy study.
Yeah.
It says 1 in 100 men will get a headache at the point of climax and stop. I never heard of that before. I mean, this was confusing to me. I thought that's why men wanted sex, because they headache. I was thrown off by that.
Oh, my goodness, Dominique.
I mean, Nikki, you know what I mean? I said a migraine. I said, you can't come home and tell that to black women, though, because we're going to say you cheating. Your head hurts. Oh, I got a headache. That don't even sound right. That sound like you done wore yourself out in the street. That's how that's a headache.
Oh,
over orgasm. That's the number one. They taking the blue pill. That's the number one side effect of headache, and they still taking Viagra. So I find this hard to believe. They gonna do their thing and deal with that headache. Now, they don't want the headache of you saying no.
Yeah,
right.
I don't want to be bothered, but the headache with a climax, they're going to keep on. If they head bust off, they're going to keep on with their headache. I know it's 1 in every 100 men. We not going to ever meet that one man. I don't know who he is. He going to keep it right on moving. Going to get accused of cheating. That's what's going to happen to you.
And then, Dominique, I was just thinking about what the woman says when he all of a sudden puts on the brakes. What happens to us?
Oh, man,
I mean, the same thing that happens sometimes when they don't put on the brake, Nikki. Nothing. The same thing happens sometimes when they keep going, Nikki. We just sit there and say, you know what? This was very uneventful, Nikki. You know? This just wasn't a good look. That's what happened. Just leave. My head hurt. Well, get all the way out the house then, because I'm upset now. Leave all the way. My head hurt. That's crazy.
You got my head hurt now for real.
Men with menopause and all this. What is the problem? Somebody got to go back. We need to go back to the one-way line. This thing out of control. We need to start over, Nick.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a time when men kept things to themselves, Dominique. Now,
it's all
we're talking
there.
About too many problems.
A man a drink till he throw up, so you know he gonna keep going till he with a headache. Ain't no man about to stop completing the job. His head hurt. He gonna have to pass straight out, and then you be like, "Oh God, I put him down."
Well,
you
Dominique,
know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you started, so I ain't even gonna touch on the part about Philadelphia beginning to install free condom dispensers in high schools. I know you probably gonna really go off on that.
Wait, Philadelphia is gonna install free condom dispensers in high schools, and I think that's a great thing. I mean, you have to be realistic about this thing. The kids need to be safe, and you sure don't want your child to end up like that rapper Shorty Low.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Right.
You really don't want that with 10 baby mamas, so this is a great idea.
Okay.
If you're going to show Shorty Low on TV, you might as well put condom dispensers everywhere. It's a rapper coming on TV, and the show is about him and his 10 baby mamas on oxygen. What are you doing?
And his girlfriend. It's his 10 baby mamas and then his girlfriend.
Okay, yeah.
What is he doing with a girlfriend? Who dating a man with 10 baby mamas like that?
He got 11 kids, right?
Hey, I don't know. Yeah, it's too 11. Many. And they just, but you know what this reminds you of? That's what they say. That's what you get when you get to laughing. Keep laughing and see what happened. We laughed at Honey Boo Boo. Now it's our turn. It ain't funny no more.
Dominique.
This thing just ain't funny. No. Hey, look here, Chris. It's just, I'm looking at this. I said I never write letters to the network, but I got to write in on this. This not right.
No, Dominique.
I'm about to call Raymond Allen and tell him we gonna have to march on this. This wrong right here.
I knew not to bring
all
it up.
I can okay. say that is no, Shorty, no.
Have a great day, Dominique.
Okay, Happy New
Sam.
Year to you, Skip.
Happy
Nikki
New Year.
Woods
all
and
right.
Chris Poe.
Love you, Dominique. All right. Thank you.